This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You might minister to somebody that's in dark and they didn't get saved at that point. But at that time, you might just be somebody just sowing a seed. And then somebody come after you and just water the seed. But remember, you're not the one that's responsible for the increase. God says some plant, some water, but I get an increase. God says I get an increase. So keep sowing and keep watering. And keep sowing and keep watering. The light shines in the darkness. It works. The light shines in the darkness.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
You know what God wants more than anything? He wants you to enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Be happy. Listen, when people go home to be with the Lord, you may have to rearrange some things. You're used to doing this one thing. Now you got to figure out how to feel that spot. How do I feel that time? What do I do with this situation? But don't just sit and rot away waiting to die, thinking it's honorable. Because somebody told you, you can't get married no more, ever again. And if you do, people going to be mad at you. Forget the people. They got somebody. But you upset with me? Because I decide I'm going to get married again. He ought to be ashamed of himself. See, you in the dark. The marriage covenant is over at death. I can go hunting. Now, I'm going to have to fix myself up just a little bit. Well, how old is she going to be? That ain't none of your business. If my rap worked, then, hey, praise God. Amen. Now, I ain't doing no 20-year-old, because ain't nobody going to wake me up at no 4 o'clock in the morning talking about we going to the Beyonce concert. Who? God don't be waking me. What? Just like you're laughing right now, God wants you to have a good life. He wants you to have a happy life. He wants you to rejoice. He wants you to have some fun. He wants you to go hiking, go to amusement park, go to the circus, eat some popcorn every now and then, get you a Snickers bar. He wants you to enjoy life. He don't want you to go around deep and sad.
Yeah, you talking to all the young people. If you like 81 and you see a 80-year-old twisting, I ain't gonna do that. Let's just keep going. Amen. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, the whole earth against God. And gross darkness gonna be on the people. Imagine gross darkness on the people. They don't have a clue. They're not going to church, and the church they're going to, unfortunately, or she don't have a clue. Maybe, hopefully that's not the case, you know, overall. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. His glory is going to be seen upon thee. Verse 3, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. You know what God says to me? He says, those of us who will stay in the light or get back in the light. There are too many world changes in the dark. You ain't been to church in so long, you were in the dark. You ain't been to church, then you started listening to the stream, and now you stopped listening to the stream, and now you just replace church with something else. And you think you're all right because of your past knowledge. It's got to be current right now. You know what revelation is? It's right now knowledge. You need a revelation on what to do today. You need a revelation on how to handle tomorrow. It ain't based on what you already know. That'll fool you. You start living off past knowledge. You need to know something for right now. God is a right now God. Boy, that's real Baptist, ain't it? He's a right now God. I believe God's going to use you. I believe that the light of the gospel is in the love of God will rise on you, your attitude being affected by the anointing, the presence of God as we come and gather together. Satan has been after our gathering. He wanted to break up our gathering. He's still trying to stop us from gathering because there's power in that one sound of prayer. There's power when we lift our hands up and we worship God. There's a sound that comes from this building, hallelujah, that no place on the planet can make like the Church of Jesus Christ. That we make a sound that all hell got to back up. We make a sound that demons got to bow to. We make a sound that angels give attention to, and heaven receives that sound. He's against our oneness. He don't want us to come together and agree as one. Well, you can do that through technology. Honey, there's, I thank God. Listen, I thank God for technology. I thank God for streaming. I thank God for all that. But boy, when I can come together and feel it. I know you can feel it through the stream. I felt it through the stream. But then when I got here live and when y'all came back, my stream preaching went from stream preaching only to the oneness of a few people that gathered together. If I was on a stream, I'd have been finished this series like last week. But it's the pulling. It's the stuff I sense when I come in here and I look at your face and the Lord will say this to me and say that to me and then I'll change that and it's something, it's just something about it. I don't have the intricate details of what goes on, but when God's children get together, the Bible says where two or three shall gather in his name, there am I in the midst of thee. God is in the midst of us right now. God is in the midst of us right now. And you're safe in his presence. I wish the Omicron would try to come up in his presence. You're safe in his presence. Look at Isaiah 12, 16 in the ESV version. Isaiah 42, 16 in the ESV version. Watch this. Oh, goodness. Lord Jesus, the light is rising on you. As things are changing, God's going to show you how to do what you need to do. Glory be to God. God gonna show you how to, God is gonna show you how to prosper in bad times. Watch this. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them, I will turn the darkness before them into light. The rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. I gotta read that again. See, the Lord is saying, you might be in darkness. You might be in darkness. World changes, wherever you are, you might be in darkness. But here's what he said, I'll lead the blind in a way they do not know. Glory be to God. In other words, God said, even though you're blind, I'm gonna lead you in a way you don't understand. He says, I know how to get the light in. I'm gonna lead you in a way you do not know. I'm gonna lead you in paths that you have not known. In other words, get ready. We're getting ready to walk down avenues we have never walked down before. Everybody else has done it this way. I'm telling you, you ain't got to follow everybody else. God says, I'm getting ready to show you a path you've never seen before. I'm getting ready to take you down a path that you've not known before. And he says, now what happens when you go down a path you don't know? You don't know where to go. He says, that's all right. I will guide them. Glory to God. He said, well, what about the darkness? He says, I'll turn the darkness before them into light. God's getting ready to turn darkness into light. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know who bed you in. I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know what you stole. But I tell you, God is working. There's an eagle stirring in the nest right now, and he's turning your darkness into light. I gotta believe that. Start praying that for your friends and your relatives. Lord, I thank you that you're turning darkness into light. I'm telling you, he can do it. I don't know how to do that, but he can do it. And when God turns darkness into light, you're going to be like that Baptist deacon. Won't he do it? Won't he make a way for you? Excuse me. I done got excited because here go God doing something that I can't do. See, that's why I can't depend on human beings, because God is God all by himself. Don't ever think God really needs you to do what he want to do. God can do what he want to do all by himself. Hallelujah. He still sits high and looks low. He's still the Almighty God. He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Makedesh. God can do whatever he wants to do. And I'm gonna trust him. He's gonna turn darkness into light. Now here's what I like. How many of you experienced some rough places? Over these last 2 years, you've experienced some rough places. Now hold on to this one now. The rough places, he says, I'm gonna put it on level ground. Now here's the promise. These are the things I do. Oh, glory to God. And I do not forsake them. I'm telling you, God's at work on your behalf right now. Don't you quit. Don't you quit because you don't see it right now. You stay hooked to him, he's gonna stay hooked to you. This thing's getting ready to happen. This is where you're gonna see souls being saved like never before. When they see God turn it all around for you. When they can't understand why you ain't in your rough place no more. What happened? Somebody forgot to tell me. What happened? You say, baby, I've been telling you the whole time. It's God. I've been telling you God is good, not because I'm good, but God's just good, and I just trust him. I know I ain't there yet. I know I got a lot of stuff going on, but God is good, and I'm gonna stay hooked up to that good God, because I need that good God. Look at St. John 1 and 5 in the ESV. St. John 1 and 5. Hallelujah. I believe I done preached myself happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I don't like all the hollering and screaming. God, please. When you know Jesus and you are in his presence, and if he's ever delivered you out of anything, if he's ever delivered you out of a ditch, if he ever delivered you out of sickness and disease, if he ever delivered you out of debt, if he ever delivered you out of a toxic relationship, you better learn how to shout and you better learn how to praise him, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, somebody. He's worthy. My God. My God. So forgive me if I done stepped away from proper for a moment. I can't get it out of my head how when I was sick, he healed me. I couldn't get it out of my head that when I was in deep depth, he delivered me. I can't get it out of my head when I was broken and hurt that he made it all right and gave me peace. I got to praise him. I got to give him glory. I got to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Excuse me. Excuse me why I shout a little bit. Excuse me why I praise God a little bit. Excuse me why I lift my hands up just a little bit. Excuse me. My God. My God. My God. Na-da-da-ba-sha-da-da. I will not allow fear and darkness to keep me down when I have the light of Jesus Christ and the light of his word. Not gonna do it. Now look at John 1:5. I like to shout and praise him, but it my time go by too. Let's say John 1:5. I keep doing it. You're a shout on your own time. We just oh man, verse 5. He said, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can't overcome it. You might minister to somebody that's in dark, and they didn't get saved at that point. But at that time, you might just be somebody just sowing a seed. And then somebody come after you and just water the seed. But remember, you're not the one that's responsible for the increase. God says, some plant, some water, but I get an increase. God says, I get an increase. So keep sowing and keep watering. And keep sowing and keep watering. The light shines in the darkness. It works. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness will never overcome the light. Glory to God. No matter how they're acting, no matter what they're doing. You dark, what you talking, what I've got is light. What I have is more powerful than what you have. And the thing about light, sometimes you ain't got to have a big old flashlight. A little bitty one still break through it. Go to St. John 8, verse 12 in the ESV. I'm just sticking that translation for a moment. St. John chapter 8, verse 12 in the ESV. Glory to God. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. How do you share a scripture even? You can't get no plainer than this. If you're in darkness, follow Jesus. There's no other way out of darkness except following Jesus. I don't care how much understanding you get of the world. You cannot get out of darkness except follow Jesus. Somebody says, following, where he at? It's his word. Follow his word. Follow his word. Follow his light. Follow the truth. Grace and truth. Jesus is grace and truth. Grace is the truth that makes men free. Follow his word. If you follow Jesus, I'm the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will not walk in darkness. The opposite is true. Whosoever doesn't follow him walks in darkness. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the number of people in the world who've just ceased to follow him. They got entangled in a bunch of principles. They got entangled with everybody trying to prosper without Jesus. They got entangled to self ambitions, and they're in darkness and don't even know it because of all of the self-help material that's out in the world today. It should have been Jesus' help, but we don't want Jesus' help no more. We want self-help. Jesus ain't helping me quick enough. Anything you get quickly, you're going to lose quickly. There's some lessons to learn on your way to where you're going. And besides, what is it that God's called you to do? Why did He allow you to be born on the earth to do? You just choosing something because you see somebody else doing that? They got an anointing to do it, but you don't. But you want to do it because it's a whole lot of money. And mammon is ruling the world. Mammon is fear-based. Mammon says, I don't need God, and I don't want Him. Mammon says, I value money more than I value God because I'm afraid that God can't do for me what money can. And so the whole world is blinded by mammon. Governments are blinded by mammon. People are blinded by mammon. I guarantee you, oh, I'd be so close to say about 90% of the issues in our world today is mammon-driven, mammon-based, which is grounded and rooted in fear. It is. You know the risk you take when you meet a new person and they say some kind thing to try to get you and you don't know them? It's like, dude, let's just get to the very end. Tell me right at the beginning, what do you want? That's what I do. All right, tell me what do you want? And if you lie, I'm gonna know you're lying. Just tell me what you want. Oh, but the Lord just told me to serve you. For what? Why? Why? You don't know me. Why you won't tell me? Well, don't give me all that little deep stuff. I'm past. I can't say that. Let's just say I have a monitor. Yeah, for all that stuff. And you gotta be cautious. Dude coming up to a woman, he's trying to rap to you, and you're like, all right, so why you want me? Why you want me? Woman coming up to you, why you want me? You know, and if I was you, dude, if you do have a lot of money, you need to play broke for a minute to see if they still want you. Get you some false teeth that look yellow. Bad advice. Bad advice. Ain't nobody gonna talk to them yellow teeth. You smile, say, praise the Lord. They say, oh, yeah. Follow Jesus. That's like old-fashioned. I don't want to go to no church where they're talking about following Jesus. And watch this now. I don't want to follow Jesus because Jesus was a white man. I don't want to follow Jesus because that picture of Jesus, that's just really, that came from a Michelangelo painting and that was a model. Well, we know that. Any kind of excuse. Well, there ain't no Jesus. You see where it's going? It went from Jesus being a white man, that you can't trust Jesus, to ain't no such thing as Jesus, to all right, so who we dealing with now? Watch this. Yourself. Or you can pick out any God you want to. A higher power. Oh, you think the name gonna change the fact that you devalued God? My higher power is that chair. Oh, let me see if that chair can heal you. Let me see if that chair can deliver you. Let me see if that chair can... What? It's just stupid, crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna follow Jesus so I can stand the light. If you don't follow Jesus and you don't follow His word, you're in darkness. I can't take that chance. I can't die. And then everything the word says comes to pass, and I am now face to face with, like, oh my God, there is life after death, there is a heaven, and oh my God, I'm seeing people who've gone ahead of me, and they're there right there. It's not like I can re-enter my body again and my bad God give me another chance. I won't risk that with my eternal life.
Are you looking for tools to defeat the terror and panic that are in the atmosphere these days? The answers are in Creflo Dollar's 7-message series, How to Defeat Fear. God is greater than any fear we could face, and this life-changing series will equip you with godly weapons to eliminate fear from your life.
Jesus came to be an example of how to live life in this physical body. And this is how you live life as a Christian in this physical body, dependent on God. Your faith is really dependent on God. The just shall live by dependent on God. Now, dependent on God is the substance of things hoped for. Dependent on God is the evidence of things not seen. For we live from dependent on God to dependent on God. Just trust God and watch Him come in and take that fear away from you.
Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to secure your series today for a love gift of only $40 or more. Banish fear today.
Calling all world changers. Meet us July 14th through the 16th for the 2022 Grace Life Conference. That's right. Make plans now to join us for 3 days of power-packed revelation.
God wants to favor you. God wants to do something good in your life. He wants to overtake you with His blessings. He wants to overtake you with His goodness.
Stop running away from trouble. Learn how to trouble your trouble.
Trouble your trouble with praise. Trouble your trouble with joy. Trouble your trouble with a shout.
It's time to be empowered by Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar. Register right now to reserve your seat. Text Grace Life, no spaces, to 51555 or call 1-866-477-7683. Virtual registration is also available. Visit gracelife-conference.org for more info.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.